Overture, your giant is going down. The king ducked his head, shuffled outside his tent, and stared at the far hill that lay just outside his war camp. His breakfast settled in an uneasy stomach. All over the valley, the clank of cooking pots could be heard as men lit fires and munched on bread and cheese. It wouldn't be long now until the shouter's voice came again. The king let out a deep sigh. "How many days does this make?" he asked his aide.
40, sir," came the reply.
A ring of guards stood watch around the king's tent. The aide needn't have bothered answering, except his life depended on giving the correct answer to the king. But both the aide and the king knew that King Saul was already aware of that number. "Can you see him coming?" the king asked. The aide squinted, shaded his brow, and nodded.
"Right on time, sir."
The king grumbled as he slipped into his royal robes and then went silent. His shoulders slumped.
"You!" boomed a shout from across the valley. "Why don't you line up for battle today? Or are you too afraid?"
All the soldiers in the Israelite camp turned to watch.